follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitter at ESPN 1000. This is Waddle and Sylvie on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
It's a Waddle and Sylvie show. Black and Abdallah filling in for the guys that are racing back to the studio.
I don't smoke cigarettes anymore. Does anybody have a Zen? Anybody got a Zen I can pop in?
We would like to thank our great friends at the Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana for their partnership throughout the Bears season and all of our Bears coverage, including the NFL draft and our conversations with Roma Dunze and Caleb Williams that you heard right here on ESPN 1000. Check out the YouTube channel later on today. They'll be up there. Black and Abdallah, subscribe to the channel. That's where our show usually goes when the White Sox are playing at night throughout the summer. Tonight, questionable. We'll find out whether or not we'll have a impromptu Black and Abdallah all calls welcome Friday night calls situation this evening if the rain lets up or not, and whether or not we have White Sox baseball this evening.
Here's what I want to say. After talking to Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze for 8 minutes-ish each, those guys are stars.
Yeah.
Like, the Bears drafted. Like, that's why I was so glad at 9. Like, Caleb Williams, we knew was going to happen. That's fine. And we knew he's a celebrity already, you know? But with Roma Dunze at 9, just sitting there watching TV, not trying to be spoiled on it by Twitter or anything like that, like, I just hoped, like, just don't trade back. Just make the right decision. Do what is best for the team, in my opinion. And that's exactly what they did. Because right before the draft, A.J. Brown gets a huge deal. Amon-Ra St. Brown gets the big deal. I'll get it eventually.
Apologize again.
I'll get it eventually. Gets a huge deal from the Lions. And so now you're looking at this wide receiver room, and, you know, Keenan Allen, it's still a one-year deal for this year. He might move on at the year after that if they can get an extension done or not. DJ Moore's not getting any younger, but he's going to be around here for a little bit. Solidifying a wide receiver that is going to develop chemistry with your young quarterback over the course of the next 5 years is, to me, was imperative, and they made the exact right decision.
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah. And you're right, they're both stars. And I think that's something that we discussed the last few weeks heading into the NFL draft, is that if they're able to land both of these players, because, like, here's the other thing that I think is pretty remarkable. Ryan Poles now, on a couple occasions, when all of us have our group think and we're all trying to figure out what the Bears should do with the future, he does exactly what is the move that's right in front of you that seems logical.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's not doing any behind the scenes, sneaking around. Like, we all saw the talent that was Roma Dunze.
Mm-hmm.
We all say, we need this team to go out and get him. All of us here at the station, Waddle, Sylvie, Carmen, Yurko, Cap, Jay Hood, all of us.
Yeah.
Roma Dunze, that's the guy we all want. It was almost everyone across the board picking that player as who we should go for 9. And it kind of made for boring discussion the last couple weeks, right? Like, because we all agreed.
Yeah.
There's no one really saying,
listen, man, there's nothing wrong with boring occasionally.
But then Poles goes and does it. And
he's not outthinking the room.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's the same thing with the Caleb Williams situation. Nobody since the combine was reporting anything outside of him being the number one pick. Yeah. Follow Schefter. Follow Rappaport. Biggs. Follow them. They all were reporting the same thing. There was nothing different.
No.
He does the right thing. He takes the quarterback, the guy that everyone thinks is the number one player. They're two stars. Mm-hmm. And that's why this team is set up, and that's why we're so happy. And Bears fans, if you want, join us at 312-332-3776. Black and Abdallah, we're rain delay theater for Waddle and Sylvie until the guys get to the studio. So once they get here, they will be on the air.
A quick check of the scoreboard.
What are you looking at?
That's rain delay theater.
Oh, you want to give baseball scores?
No, absolutely not.
You're going to cause Waddle and Sylvie to drive off the road if you start reading a baseball scoreboard on a NFL draft.
Here's
Friday.
The baseball score. The Bears drafted Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. There's your baseball score.
It's a hell of a score.
It's a baseball update.
That's a win for the city. We go to JG in Orland Park. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Doing good. Reason I called, you know, I'm excited. It was a great draft and everything. The thing that's right in front of our faces, though, is that Eberflus still, in my mind, hasn't proven himself. I mean, you got to think, even when the defense was on fire, you got to look at the quarterbacks we were playing. They're all backups. Outside of that, we still lost the Packers game. I mean, it's kind of everything's right in front of him. He just has to execute here. My question to you is, do you think he will?
Okay, that's a fair way to look at the head coach situation, but I would say this. November, December, this team improved, and the players were playing for the head coach. He's a defensive guy, and the defense was leading the way. I don't know. I've had this thought multiple times today. How many wins does last year's team have if Caleb Williams is the quarterback and it's not Justin Fields? Hmm. It's not seven.
No, I mean...
It's not seven.
No, it's probably more, but also, how many more wins does this team have if Montez Sweat is there the full year?
It's not seven.
It's probably more.
I agree with both.
Because, and listen, were they going to beat the Chiefs? Probably not. Okay, but some of those games that were lost in the last couple minutes might have been wins. And that's why I think they have the chance to be successful. Yurko said 11 games. I'm right at 9 or 10 right now, probably going to go with 10 wins. I got to look at, you know, when the schedule comes out and you see how many short weeks they have and travel and all that kind of stuff. But this is a team that right now, like last year, my goal was pointing at the board, Steve Kornacki on NBC on Sunday Night Football saying, well, if this happens and this happens and this happens, then the Bears have a 10% chance of making the playoffs. Like, that was the goal. This year, the goal is the playoffs. It's not being in the mix. The goal is to say, I'm not saying that they're going to run away with the division, but to say, hey, last week of the season, they play the Packers. If they beat the Packers, they're in the playoffs. Like, this is a playoff team. This, to me, is a lot like the Lions. It's better than the Lions 2 years ago, I think, because you win seven games, and now you add the best quarterback in the draft. You still have a better quarterback than the Vikings do. I don't know if he's the best quarterback in the division yet, but you have the best receiving core in the division. You have the best weapons in the division. You have one of the better defenses in the division. So I would say that this team stacks up pretty good in the division right now.
All right, and then full circle to answer the specific question. Yeah, Eberflus still has to prove it, but I thought he proved quite a bit at the end of last season. Right, like the 0-4 start was not expected. The way that they lost that first Packers game, the way they lost to the Chiefs, that was completely unexpected from the people up at Halas Hall to all of us who are Bears fans to us running our mouth talking about the team each and every day. I felt that he proved it as the season went along, and I was less of the mindset that they had to move on from him when the season ended. Because we talked to TJ Edwards. We talked to Eddie Jackson as the season went through. They were all playing for him. They were not tuning out the message from the head coach.
Yeah.
And so now you improve the offense with the defense that's already ready to go. And like you said, how would it have been if Montez Sweat was here the entire season? This team would have been a top 10 defense. And they have the ability to do that again this season. And we'll see what they do with their final two draft picks that they have heading into tonight, second and the third round. They have the third round pick, and then they have a fourth rounder. Can they address edge rusher? Is that something that they do this evening?
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to them now because the Panthers are stupid, thankfully. The Bears have their second round pick next year and their own. They have the Panthers pick, which is probably going to be pretty high in the second round, and the Bears have their own second round pick this year. If the right deal is there, and I know Courtney, when she joined Carmen and Yurko earlier reporting on the Bears and what they might do today, kind of shot this down a little bit. I wouldn't be opposed to taking, let me be clear here, the Bears' second-round pick next year and trying to move something into the second round this year if you think the talent is there at defensive end. Because we saw how great it was when Yannick Ngakoue was healthy alongside Montez Sweat, on the opposite side of Montez Sweat, and how good having two guys that can get to the quarterback at all times and how that benefited the team. I wouldn't be opposed to doing that because I'm getting greedy now. Like, they've got all these weapons on offense. They've got the quarterback. You've got Montez Sweat. Like, let's, like, now's the time to get greedy. If you have a plethora of picks next season, if you find talent this year, now if they don't see talent there because all the guys were taken in the first round, then don't do it. Don't rush it. You know, figure something out, and hopefully the guys that are there now can produce, and then maybe you draft a defensive tackle next year.
James and Gurney, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, James?
What's up, boys, man? What do you think about last night?
Pretty good.
Feeling good.
Some people trying to kill that. Pre-ordered. Boom. First jersey I bought in decades. Bam. What number do you think it might be?
Well, it's 18. they announced it.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm asking you what number you think it was. First jersey I bought. So a couple things. I haven't called in a while. Like, Poles was calculated. Everyone's talking we only had four draft picks. No, we don't, because we got Sweat, and we got fourth and Bates and fifth. So honestly, he just supplemented them draft picks to get some. So we have seven draft picks. So, and the other thing I want to talk about is, dude, what an awesome pick for Rome. It's just to see this thing really come together. And I like the amount of energy that Caleb has, a lot more personality. And I like Justin, but I mean, that kid knew he was going to be number one. To see him still be that happy and to be that stoked is something. Just something about that kid that I like. But the Shelton thing, I want to talk a little bit about center. And I know that everyone's giving him props. Again, I know he's fit, ranked 15th, but this kid's playoff driven. He's a Super Bowl champion, and he knows the offense. Huge upgrade at center. Do what I like to see them get a young center, yes, but I don't. And I'm not saying Colton Shelton's going to be an all-pro, but being fit, compared to where we were to where we're at now in center, I don't think we're giving enough props to Poles to go get a Super Bowl champion. That play with a really good quarterback, a smart quarterback, knows this offense, under, you know, runs this very similar offense. So a couple little things like that. But, yeah, I think I was screaming. Emma was in the bathroom. You don't want to hear this. I was mocking the draft and screaming at the top of my lungs. She's 5-year-old. She's loving it. So, yeah, what a big, big night.
All right.
And I haven't been more excited for a Bears team in, geez.
I'm with you, James. I'm fired up. Let's go.
Be fired up. Let's go. So I told my 5-year-old, I was screaming at her, and she was loving it. So let's go.
Thanks, James.
And I told her, look, she goes to school in Wisconsin. I told my daughter real quick, she cannot, because she brought home back, talking about her little friend, Gracie. I said, you will not be a Packers fan. There's not many things. I know that still be loud, but I'm serious. You will sleep in a garage. She will sleep in the garage. She is not coming home as the Packers family in Wisconsin. I have to put my foot down. Love you guys. Have an awesome weekend. Bear down.
Appreciate you, James. There you go. You want a tailgate? Should we just go tailgate today?
Right now?
I mean, why not? It's raining, but I don't care. I mean, what a great day. It's fantastic.
Tailgate while you still can.
We go. What was that? Are you taking a shot?
No, new I just studio, said, while you still can.
New stadium shot?
While you still can. While you still can.
The Bears provided us two players today.
While you still
taking a shot.
Take advantage of it.
Joe in West Beverly, you're on ESPN 1000.
Christopher Black and Adam Abdallah.
Hello,
boy,
Joe.
Oh boy, I got to ask you guys, what does it feel like to luck into the two biggest interviews the city has had in the last 20-some years? And you guys did a hell of a job. You guys held your own, but you guys got so lucky today with that power going out at Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you, Joe.
You guys did it good. You guys did it good.
Appreciate it.
How do those interviews feel?
It's great. I'm really thrilled for these two players. I think it's going to be fantastic. And thanks for the call, Joe. I mean, listen, in this business, sometimes equipment craps out. Sometimes you're in a spot that, the Bears only gave a certain window when the two players could call in, Rome Odunze and Caleb Williams. Someone had to do it. So we're just standing here.
We were just the guys that were here.
So Waddle and Sylvia are on their way back to the studio right now. We had technical difficulties earlier today at Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge. So the guys left probably like 45 minutes ago to make their way back downtown. And you'll have some rain delay. Black and Abdallah filling in for Waddle and Sylvie Theater for the next, I would imagine, 15, 20, 30 minutes until the guys
When they get back.
Until then, we'll continue with your calls, 312-332-3776. It's a great day to be a Bears fan. All your calls next.
You're in the middle of the Waddle and Sylvie Show, ESPN Chicago.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
All right, one of us is back.
Hey!
Waddle is, I think, behind me. I bolted as soon as I got the...
You made great time.
The heads up. Well, it's easy for you to say.
Did you do
when
the,
you're not on 290?
Did you do the Curb Your Enthusiasm and pick up someone so you could do the carpool lane?
There is no carpool lane here. You know this. You know that Hillside Strangler coming back from Woodridge.
It's terrible.
It's I-88 to 290.
It's a mess.
And sitting in the rain in that rush hour traffic. You guys were awesome. Thank you very much. And those two guys. And combined with your questions.
Oh, they're the best.
They're stars.
They're absolute stars. And that's the first thing Adam said to me after we were done talking to Caleb was that, like, this city has two stars. Like, it's not. Sometimes you have to wait for someone to grow into it. Like, now because of NIL and because of how famous these top level college football players are, they are entering the NFL already rich, already famous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they just have to win.
Exactly. Like, that's the hard part. We know this. It's not lost on any of us when we're all saying how great they are right now. We know they have to produce. But what we think they're going to be is very good on the field at the very least. And I was texting with Field Yates earlier because, you know him, he goes way back with Ryan Poles. And this was his dream scenario from the start when he was talking to us. And Chris, what you were saying is they haven't outthought themselves. They've done the smart stuff. And we all thought if you could walk away with Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze at nine, from the start, we all thought that that would be a grand slam scenario. Here's Waddle walking in.
Yeah.
And, so, like, not only do we think they're going to be good, but we think they're going to be like good, and they're stars.
Yeah.
Like, instead of bad and boring, they're good and fun. I guess the words I'm looking for.
And there's
instead
not a
of
lot
bad
of,
and boring,
there's not a lot of that in this city right now.
No,
there's
no.
a couple of players who will be stars. Connor Bedard, he'll be a star. He's in the making right now. But you're right. This is all eyeballs will be on the quarterback. Rome Odunze seems like he'll fit in perfectly next to DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. The three of them together, they're all stars. And this team is the biggest. Covering this team is the biggest story in Chicago sports.
We had a draft analyst say to us during this process that we were like, okay, so if they get Caleb and they get Odunze, what does that mean? And he said that it would put to the test the fact that that people say the Bears always screw this up. Like, this is the most
the history of sucking.
Yeah, the most unscrew upable picks were Caleb and Rome Odunze.
Yes.
And it worked out that way that the Bears, it fell in their lap because Atlanta's stupid. And thankfully, stupid.
You guys were there last night. What were you thinking when you saw Atlanta take Michael Penix Jr.
Well, I don't understand this, and this is what I always said about the Packers, and for those who still believe, I kept hearing some talking heads today say, well, worked for the Packers when they drafted Love. I would argue with that because they didn't win it all in the last few years of Aaron Rodgers. I understand they got themselves a quarterback now, but they were in win a championship or bust. And who knows if they would have drafted a first-round player for Aaron Rodgers in that situation, what they could have been. You put all your chips in with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
You have a top 10 pick now to push in also with the Kirk Cousins team. I don't understand why you don't go all in instead of now thinking about a quarterback 3 years down the road.
I agree completely. That thing has nothing to do with what the Packers have done. It's an entirely different situation.
Right.
It's wild.
And Aaron Rodgers had been there forever. This is Kirk Cousins' first year.
Yes.
Too.
He signed for like 4 or 5 years.
And you guys saw this stuff reported last night that he was blindsided.
Yes.
Yeah.
His agent wasn't aware that this was what they were going to do.
There was a rumor of this. Shefty talked about this several days ago. Miller and I started giggling. And we were like, and then I made a snide comment about, you know, are we still going to get a first round pick for Justin when we trade him? I was just joking,
but it was true.
Never doubt Shefty. I couldn't believe it. This made no sense in the world to me. And then Terry Fontenot goes on to say, "Hey, listen, if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a good thing because it just means we're getting great play from that position." That's crazy.
No. That is crazy.
Because again, you're missing out on a top 10 pick to help this team.
And if you're saying, okay, well, Cousins is coming off an Achilles And so we don't know how healthy he's going to be.
You shouldn't have given him $100 million.
Not only that, but I know Penix was healthy last year. He's had two ACL surgeries on the same knee. He's had multiple shoulder dislocations.
Yeah. Like, he's going to be 24 this week. If he sits out 4 or 5 years, he's going to be 29 like, when he takes over.
What are you doing?
He'll play 3 seasons for the Falcons.
Oh, yeah. That'll be it. It made no sense.
Starting quarterback.
I think we're going to have just like 2 picks in the first round with the Bears. I think we're going to have 2 crosstalks with you today.
Yeah, I think we might.
Like with the rain, nothing official from the Sox yet.
No. Well,
who are these socks you speak of?
So you won't get that until 6:25. Don't expect that until you're in the parking garage.
Or in the bathroom.
And White Sox baseball has officially started, even though the game is canceled for the evening.
So
we don't have to tell Yurko to walk slowly as he leaves the building. Yeah.
So this crosstalk, part one, is brought to you by Steinhoffels. And maybe part two at about 6:15, we will see. But as of now, we have pregame scheduled for 6. But I looked at the weather. It's supposed to rain all evening.
Yeah.
So...
Good job, by the way. Thank you guys. You guys are awesome.
Can I say this? I want to say this, too. To everyone who showed up at Buffalo Wild Wings, thank you guys very much in Woodridge. We will make this up for you guys. We had planned to do a blowout show. I want to thank everyone who works at Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge. They are outstanding partners. And was it Miller Lite as well?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to Miller Lite. Obviously you can't predict when stuff's going to happen.
Yeah.
This is one of those things where something happened, and to the fans, they were out there and packing the place with the enthusiasm that only Bears fans can bring. Thank you for understanding, and we will do this and make it twice as big for you coming up here in the not-too-distant future.
It was a blowout and a blow-off.
I was going to say, if you want me to go get a waddle of burger, you could still have a blowout show.
Oh, yeah.
What, can you guys confirm or...
Food because I was thinking about those boneless wings.
Can you guys confirm or deny whether or not it was Carmen's eye juice that broke the machine? Were you guys listening moments before
the machine cracked? I got something in my eye.
He starts messing with his eye.
And then it went...
He's like, Yurk, hold on. I got my eye. And then all of a sudden, chaos.
Maybe it was like gasoline.
I was sitting like at the table talking to Meller, and all of a sudden it just sounded like a giant screeching sound. Yeah. I was like, that's not good.
We thought it was a speaker at first, but we
potted it down here in the studio. And we were like, well, we'll take a commercial break and we'll see you. Carmen and Yurko will be back on the other side.
You two are the MVPs.
We're just Rain Delay Theater.
We're just standing there waiting.
We're Walmart Connor. We're just doing Rain Delay Theater here.
Walmart Connor.
Yeah, we're the broke version of it.
No.
We're the Dr. Bold of Connor.
All right, so we've got the press conference coming up at 4 o'clock, and we already had Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze on the show. Great job by them. Great job by Black and Abdallah. We'll spin some of that back a little bit later. All of your phone calls coming up. Thanks to our great partners as well over at Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Obviously, someone who does the pregame show. I know that for a fact. They are absolutely awesome. They bring you our halftime show as well. All Bears season, all of our Bears coverage, including the draft. Thank you to Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Much more Waddle and Sylvie coming up next.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
Here goes Caleb Williams. Go deep, young man. And why not? Touchdown, Brendan Rice.
Seaman. Watch Williams. He may run this one. Here's Williams pumping, looking, taking his time all day to throw it. Buys more time. Side on throw. And it's caught. Washington across the field. Hits the sideline. Touchdown, USC.
Great stuff right there. Caleb Williams was on our air not too long ago. You'll have the press conference coming your way live in about 8 minutes from right now. Waddle and Sylvie now on the air. We are in our State Street studio. We apologize for the technical difficulties in Woodridge at Buffalo Wild Wings. Thank you to Buffalo Wild Wings, Miller Lite, and all the fans for showing up. If you were going to go out to Buffalo Wild Wings in Woodridge, or you were already there, please know we will make this up for you.
Of course.
And we will do it up in the future, in the not-too-distant future. So thank you, and we appreciate your patience.
Sometimes life hands you lemons, yeah, and you make lemonade.
That's what we had to do.
You know what? Last night could not have... It just as we scripted, going back months.
Yes.
Hey, what are you guys going back to maybe March? What would you guys like to see happen?
What's the best case scenario?
Caleb Williams drafted first overall, and I'd like to see them grab a wide receiver. And the guy we've all had our eyes on, I remember the first time I had a conversation about Rome Odunze was with Carmen. And Carmen was the first one that I had heard that was over the top, you know, excited about him. But this is the scenario that we had all hoped for.
But the first person who really convinced me where I was like, this is the guy, was when we talked to Daniel Jeremiah very early, who does a lot of those games out there and watches on the West Coast. And he's like, I think he had Rome Odunze as like his second or third player. And he called it. I think he said that it was his favorite player in the entire draft.
Yeah.
And him and he said he and Marvin Harrison and Rome Odunze like equal. And like the way he raved about him, it was very early in the draft process. I'm like, and he said there's a chance he could be there for the Bears. And so as we continued to follow it, I would always look, where's Rome Odunze going? And then we had Field Yates on, and I was telling the boys, I don't know if you heard, that I was Field and I were texting. He did a great job on ABC yesterday. Said he had a blast, too, with Nick Saban. Said Saban was awesome to work with. But he said, like, he told us very early in the process, too, that if the Bears would land both of them, it's a grand slam.
Look, I've said this for a long time, regardless of sport, and you never apologize for it. You never make excuses. You never have to even describe it. Every championship run is littered with good fortune. And if you go back 20 months and you look at what has transpired from Lovie Smith giving us the gift that continued to give to the Carolina Panthers and their owner making the wrong decision at quarterback and then them having a horse manure season. And then last night, thank you, Terry Fontenot and the Atlanta Falcons. Like, I don't know that the Falcons, if they didn't take Penix, were going to draft Rome Odunze, but they may have traded the pick for someone who could have come up. It has all fallen into place, and the Bears have made the requisite good moves with the good fortune. Now it's time to go.
Now it is time to go.
You got to execute. You got to win.
And this is way earlier, but like I always say, you know, what happens if Drew Bledsoe doesn't get hurt?
Right.
What does Tom Brady ever get on the field? What happens if the tuck rule didn't happen? What if they don't beat the Raiders in that game? Do they win the first? And if they don't win that first, what happens?
That's right.
You know, does Bledsoe get his job back? What happens?
You never know.
So, like, but you're right. You have to capitalize now.
Absolutely.
Now, so that's the hard part. The press conference coming up next. Rome Odunze, Caleb Williams, and the Chicago Bears. What a night in the city of Chicago.